Yesterday, I spoke to Congressman Harold Ford of Tennessee, one of Pelosi's opponents in the contest for House Minority Leader. Now the other candidate, Representative Marcy Kaptur of Ohio, made a surprise last-minute entry into the race yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
You did this one day before election. Why?
Well, I started last Friday, actually, trying to get the procedure more open today. And up to the present moment, I have not been successful in opening up the caucus to hear from the membership before any of the leadership candidates run. That is my primary goal. And beyond that, I would like to have the opportunity to talk about issues, especially our caucus adopting a reform paradigm as its modus operandi over the next 2 years, as opposed to this kind of false dichotomy between left, right, or center. Yesterday I did achieve, I thought, a little movement in trying to open the caucus up this morning and hear from the members, those that lost, those that have comments to make about various delegations where unexpected results occurred. I'm still pushing for that this morning.
The feeling was that Pelosi had this election wrapped up. Did that trouble you? Is that why you had to get in?
I don't think that I have any illusions about the outcome. I think that Nancy Pelosi is a very credible candidate. She is a decent human being who's worked so hard her entire life that has led to this opportunity. And Harold Ford has an unbelievable future. He's brilliant, and I think that his potential is boundless. But I'm about getting this caucus opened up. We want less top-down, less cheerleading, and more deliberation.
You've said that Democrats should emphasize ideology. How does yours differ from Pelosi's and Ford's?
I'm saying that I don't believe it's a left-right contest. I think it should be about reform, and that means elevating the non-money wing of our party and positioning ourselves against all comers in a different way. And I think a reform paradigm helps to focus on economic populism, holding up as poster boys for permanent tax cuts, people like Jack Welch and Ken Lay. It means championing consumer issues like rising banking fees, organizing prescription drug initiatives in the states, a national health insurance plan for small business, organizing a NAFTA caravan to mobilize the millions of casualties we've seen across our country. It means having more fish fries and bake sales than $1,000 dinners.
You don't think Pelosi can do all that?
I think that I don't perceive her as a reform candidate, although I'm hoping that what I will be saying today will help move our caucus in that direction. I think we need to move the money raising outside the Republican caucus and the Democratic caucus. We need to clean out the Congress, give it back to the American people, put that fundraising under strict spending limits. I'm not hearing this from the other candidates. I think the country wants this. Only 38% of the people voted, 39% in this last election. People are turned off with these politics. $1 billion was spent, and yet we had one of the two lowest turnouts in modern history. There's a direct correlation, an inverse relationship between money spending and turnout. We need to give our politics back to the American people.
Thank you very much. Representative Marcy Kaptur of Ohio, one of three Democrats running for today's election for Minority Leader in the U.S. House of Representatives.